Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Light in the Morning podcast. I'm excited to welcome the program, Margot Lemark. Margot, how are you? And last time we really talked about these meditation strategies. Are you feeling relaxed today, Margot?
Of course.
Thanks to all your strategies, for sure. Well, today we're going to kind of take people down part of what your book was about. And that really is about when you lose a loved one, how you keep that loved one's memory alive, especially at what happens in this process, Margot, is someone passes away and you're just not prepared to remember them, not prepared what to do, how to do it in a way that really celebrates their life. In a way, you're just rushing through everything. The funeral, I think about it when my father passed a year and a half ago. The funeral, the whole, everything in between. We're going rush through everything. And then, wow, it's over. Now we have that memory when I think of my father at certain times during the day or during the week. It pops up. But how do we do it in a better way to kind of really remember their life and really be prepared for when we lose that loved one?
Right. Yeah, it's a really, really good question, Neil. The main thing is, you know, it often takes us by surprise when someone dies. Sometimes it doesn't. But either way, it's really important to grieve, just to really grieve that person, because there is never a moment when we're more authentic than when our heart is broken open in grief, because it's a total integration of mind and body and emotion. We're just all in it, and we are broken open, and it is such an opportunity as you say, remember that person. But the way we do it is to grieve properly. And what I mean by that is, the first thing we need to do, and we don't do it very well, especially in this country, is we need to take some time. When someone dies, we need to kind of go off on our own. We need to go into our room or go to a park or go somewhere for a couple of days and just let ourselves grieve. You know, you talked about, you know, we're right on to the funeral and everything, and we are, but and we don't really take time to be alone with our grief and with that person. And it's really important to do it. So that's the first thing I can say, is we need to really take time to be with that person. And the person is still around. That person just left. It's not like they've disappeared completely. They're there. They're there very strongly right then. And you need to be with them. And, you know, there's a process that happens when we grieve. When someone dies, I'm sure when you experience this, when your father died, that we find ourselves sort of staring off and intentionally trying to see them in our mind as we remember them, or as a specific memory, their laugh, their voice, or maybe the last thing they said to us, or we relive those last moments with them or something. But we intentionally do that. We draw it into our mind and we really remember certain things about that person. And that is such an important thing to do, because what that does is it integrates that person into our heart. They just kind of take a new place in us, deep in our heart. And then after we do that, you know, the grieving subsides a little bit, and then all of a sudden another memory comes up and we're crying over another memory, and we're intentionally bringing them into our mind again and seeing them again and that memory that we have. And that brings them into our heart. The grieving subsides again, and then another memory comes up, and we find ourselves staring off, trying to relive that memory. And that is really the process of grieving. I think everybody can relate to that. And it's really an important process, because that what happens after doing that over and over and over again, the grieving actually starts to subside a little bit. And then once they're fully integrated in our heart, they've been sort of reorganized in our heart, then they're alive in us. They will never leave us. They're in a whole different relationship within us. And that's the process of grieving. And it's a really important one, because someone once said, I don't remember the quote exactly, but they the quote was something like, when does someone die? When they are forgotten.
Right.
And so it's important not to forget them. And this is the process of not forgetting them, is just allowing that grieving and those memories to be rearranged in our heart. And so that's why grieving is really important. When people try to not grieve, they just try to be strong or something instead. They close the person out, actually.
You're closing the person out.
It's really interesting.
So
yeah, really, you close out that the right. integration of memory.
And so you're kind of making sure that person's not gone. Then you're really looking and focusing on the memory of that person. In what ways do you remember them? How, give me some strategies of ways we could, like you talked about, just knowing that they're still with us. They haven't really left us. It's still early in the process. And then you really grieve. But what ways can you grieve? What are good strategies?
The first strategy is what I'm talking about. Just let yourself stare off and remember, you know, because that's that integration process. That's the first step that happens when we're grieving. You know, we're sad, we're crying our eyes out, and then we find ourselves staring off. And so that's the first thing is allow yourself to go through that, just incorporating all those memories. That's the important thing I'm talking about. But after that, you know, certainly, you know, people build little memorials to people. They, you know, put things on Facebook. They put a collage together. They might make a book of their memories. You know, people have memorial services where people talk and tell stories and things like that. And that's another whole different level. You know, that comes after the grieving process, not after, but that comes after this main grieving process is over, because once that's over, then you want to start to celebrate that person and remember them in different ways. When my brother died, I wrote the book. That was my memorial to my brother. And so people do really beautiful things for the people they love. And you don't have to do something like, you don't have to write a book, but you know, a memorial service is a really good way that people remember people, you know. And I think anything you can put together, any little collage of pictures, any, put their picture out, whatever, just to kind of remind you of them. It's all really good, and it should be done. It should be done.
Yeah, and so any type of memory, to a memorial, to a video of the funeral, and then a video memories of that person, to, as you said, writing a book. So that's a great strategy. Yeah. And I think that's the thing that a lot of young people today are doing, is more of a capsule of something, like where you put all the different artifacts to that person's life and pictures and different things, but don't just let it, oh, it just happened now, let's forget about it. Let's keep it going so we can discuss it and remember and look back, not forget.
Exactly. Yeah, my brother put a beautiful video together after my other brother died. And that video he sent to all of his friends and all of us. And that video, it's 5 minutes or something. And it's just beautiful because it's got videos of when he was a little kid and then little excerpts of when he got older. And it's his whole life in this little 5 minute video. And I'm telling you, that was priceless. We all look at that and laugh and cry still. You know, it's just such a beautiful tribute to someone. And so, you know, I think a good way to think about it is, how would you like people to remember you? Like, if you died right now, what would be really cool that someone did to remember you? You know, and think of it that way. Like, what would you like to have done for you? You know, that might be one way to look at what you would do for someone after they've died.
So let's look at, as you said, you had a couple strategies. What's the other strategy? Yeah, how many strategies do you have for us today?
Well, I don't have a lot of strategies. It's just sort of general concepts like I'm talking about. But there is one more important thing I want to say.
Yeah, important. I guess, and one more thing, yes, for us to remember. Yes.
Yeah. When people die, it's a really interesting psychology that the people alive have. They feel like they can't be happy anymore. And whenever they think of the person, they can't be happy. And because it's a disservice to the person or something like that. I think we've all seen that. I've seen that in a lot of people where 10 years later, when they talk about the person, they can't be happy. You know what I mean? They feel like the person wouldn't think they love them or something. So here's what I have to say about that. It's really important to grieve because it allows the soul to know that they're deeply loved. But it's also important that the grieving subside so that the soul knows that they are not a drag on your life. And that is really important. So that's why I'm talking about this grieving process, because when you go through the process, you and you really let yourself go through these memories and, you know, do whatever you have to do and just incorporate them into your heart, and you let yourself just cry and you go through it, that grieving then does subside, and you need to let it subside, because that soul doesn't, they're going to look down and go, oh my God, I've ruined their life. That's the worst thing you can do. So at one point, in a natural point will come, let that natural point come where the grieving subsides, and then be happy. Because here's what happens: with the depth of grief you have shows the depth of love you had for that person. And when that grieving is all sort of processed properly, that depth will turn into joy. That big hole in your heart, yes, will instead of being sorrow, is going to be joy. And that's going to be the gift from that person who passed.
All right. So the best place to connect with you is go to your website, correct?
Yes. Lightinthemorning.com. MOURNING.
And also they can check out your book on Amazon. But I think that also, yep, just really the powerful information you're able to give people, especially when they lose a loved one, to be able to go through these steps, really great ideas. And I appreciate it, Margo. So I guess next time I kind of want to dive deeper into the process of grieving, because I think,
okay,
the grieving process is, it can become dynamic, not just it just happened, but years later, if you're not over it.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Especially if it was so abrupt and sudden. Let's talk about that.
Right.
Podcast.
Okay, good.
All right, Margo. Okay, that was the Light of the Morning podcast, guys. Take care.